Internet. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Internet thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Our check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. For formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call Net Control.
HR, this is KK4JFO. I'd like to make an announcement.
Our Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4JFO. And James, you want to make your announcement now or you want to wait a little while?
I'd go ahead and make it now. I expect about everybody's tuning in waiting their turn.
What's your announcement, sir?
Yeah, let's just kind of keep it short and sweet. I've announced this a whole lot on our net on Sunday nights. We're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. I'm the president of that. We have our meeting coming up this coming Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And I thought it would be a really great idea for you guys, distance-wise, you can join us by Zoom. Look that up on our site, figure out how to get into that. I'm not real good at it because I don't get on Zoom much. But anyway, we're going to do a QSL card night. We'll do a brief introduction of what QSL cards are, and it's good for our new people to get some taste of that. And then for you guys, if you can, join us by Zoom. Hopefully it works. You might have two or three days to dig out some really special QSL cards that has meant something to you through the years. You know how that works. And you'll have a chance to hold it up to the camera on Zoom and present that. Tell us a bit, you know, why it's important to you and special and all of that. And we'll just share and have a good time. I'm opening it up to anybody and everybody in all clubs and counties and whatever. And depending on how many people we have show up, you know, take a minute or two to talk to us about a card or two or three cards. If you got them on handy and you figure out we're kind of running slow, you want to throw another one in there, that'd be good too. So I just want to see how that works out, to join our clubs together on Tuesday night at 7 by Zoom and do QSL card night. And that's what I got. This is KK4JFO back to AK4HR.
That sounds really good, and I'm assuming they can find the info at radioclub.org website.
I understand it. Like I say, I'm always in the meeting. So, but yeah, try your best to find it that way. If not, Sid can help us tomorrow night on the net to get that a little more direct. But I think you've probably got the right answer on that.
Sounds really good. Does anybody need any fills on James' announcement about the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club meeting that meets on, can't even talk tonight, James, via Zoom at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night? I'll go ahead and turn over the frequency if anybody needs any fills.
Website again?
Hey, Rick, it's radioclub.org. Over.
Radio, sort of like you guys, except club on the end.
Trying to look it up here on Google again. I thought it was just the radio club, not the radio club, just radio, one word, radio club, all one word, not word. But Rick, if you can't find it out there, let me know. But that should be the link on the internet. But if not, we'll figure it out.
Quite as fast as you do, but still working on it.
Putting extra effort into that. Like I say, I don't do Zoom. I'm always in person, so that's new information for me a lot of times.
Well, James, I think it'll be a good idea. And again, just really quick, the one I have, actually, I don't even have a copy of it, but my great-grandfather was a ham, late 30s, early 40s, and my dad has a copy of his QSL card. It's the only one I know of. and he has promised me that at some point he has it framed and hanging in his ham shack, and it's just an interesting card because, you know, it was done years ago without the help of Photoshop, when they were all pretty much hand-drawn and hand, you know, we didn't have the technology to do things that we do now. And it's just special to my dad, special to me, because, again, it was my great-grandfather's call sign when he was out in Hawaii. Don't have a copy of it yet, but hopefully I will at someday. But I think it's a great idea and a topic for a Zoom call and for the meeting especially. But I'll give one more call here. If anybody needs any fills on James' announcement, please call AK4HR, Net Control. That long pause normally means everybody has it, but like I say, if you want to come back and mention on Patrick's Net tomorrow night and on Monday night, I think Duncan will probably be calling the net, get the word out, so hopefully you get a big group of folks in there on Tuesday night. But James, appreciate you bringing that to the good of the net, and hopefully you'll get a good turnout on Tuesday.
And especially the older ones who have those accumulated cards, this is a great night for you to be an Elmer. So, all right, I'll say 73s, and I'll be negative after this one. Y'all have a great week.
Same, and just in case I didn't acknowledge your check-in, I've definitely got you here, KK4JFO, and James is up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina, as usual. And James, stay warm, stay safe up there, and I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and always good to hear from you. All right, we'll get one more call here before we move on to our check-ins. Any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Pause normally means we have everybody at the moment, so we'll continue on with the net tonight. And we'll go ahead and acknowledge those folks that took advantage of the pre-net check-in. Again, that functionality is on the Brars.cc website for folks that may not be around for the 9 o'clock hour to be able to check in via RF or Echolink. So there's a web interface. If you go out there on the website, it'll kind of walk you through. Just put in your call sign. I think it's just your call sign and name, and then it'll put you into the web queue. So when we get ready to call the net, we can get you checked in here checked in. Ridge 2-meter net. But let me scroll to the top of my list here, and we'll kind of work through these pre-net check-ins as quickly as we can. Pause there. I had to do a refresh, make sure I have everybody, but let's start up at the top of the list here. We've got Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4 PLT. That's Richard. And Richard's down over in Flowery Branch, Georgia, so good to get him logged in here. Up next, we got a friend, John. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, KF4CKT. And John's over in Honey Pass, so good to get him checked in. Up next, we got, I've kind of got my list out of order here because I was checking people in. KE4. Kilo Echo 4, Victor Golf November, KE4VGN, that's Richard, and Richard's over in Greenville, so good to get him checked in here. Up next, we got Rebecca, that's November 4, Uniform Yankee Bravo, N4UYB, and Rebecca's over in Monroe, Georgia, so good to get her checked in here as well. Up next, we got Gus, that's Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. And Gus is down in Punta Gorda, Florida, and always good to get Gus checked in here. Always like seeing him on the pre-net check-in list. Up next, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR, and always good to get Mel checked in here. Up next, we got Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD, and that's Andrew. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville, so good to get him checked in. Up next, we got our friends Don and Linda. That's Don, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI, and Miss Linda, KQ4QLQ. Let me let this drop. We're about halfway through the free check-in list. Up next, we got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville as well, so good to get him logged in here. Up next, we got the voice of Table Rock. That's Andy, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. Always good to see Andy's call sign in there. Appreciate him coming by and getting logged in. Up next, we've got another Andy. That's Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Zulu, WA4JJZ. So good to get Andy checked in here as well. Up next, we've got our friend Greg. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, KR4EEE. And Greg's up in Hendersonville, so always good to get him in there. And I always like Greg's call sign because that suffix is like so easy in Morse code. But anyway, I like hearing Greg's call. So Up next, we've got Leon, one of our net controllers. I think Leon does swaps with Friday night net control, and that's November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9B, so good to get him in there. And with Leon, he brings along Miss Wendy. That's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4 DXJ. So good to get Leon and Wendy in here. Up next, we've got our friend Lee. That's November 4 Charlie Romeo Victor, N4 CRV. And one more on the list, actually a couple more, sorry, just did a refresh. Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, that's Bill, KC4W. And Bill's over in Anderson, so good to get Bill in here. Let me let this drop 1 second here and catch my breath, and we'll continue on with the list. Check in there, KC4W. We've got Patrick, that's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey Golf Golf, KC4WGG. And then up next, we've got David, that's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And good to see David's call sign in there. And a couple more here down on the end of the refresh there. We've got Mark. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4WHN. And last but not least in the list tonight, we've got Jonathan. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel, KQ4TGH. And Jonathan's over in Easley. Let me do a quick refresh, make sure I got everybody. Nobody snuck in there after I read them. And we'll continue on with our check-in. Our pre-net check-ins are acknowledged there, and so that should take care of the first part of our housekeeping. And then we usually like to pause here for new hams. New hams to the hobby, new hams to the area. Folks that may not have checked into a net before, that may not know our procedures and just want to be part of the net, if you'll key up the mic, give me your call sign, and I'll walk you through check-in process. So new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just key up the mic, give me your call sign, and call AK4HR, net control.
Yeah, net control. This is Kilo Romeo 4, India Bravo, India. I am a new ham. Just got my technician.
For IBI, Kilo Romeo 4, India Bravo, India. Glad you were able to join us. And can you give me your name and location, over?
About that. My name is Joe, and I am in Campobello, South Carolina.
Boom and signaled up to the repeater. And I'd like to welcome you into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Again, we run this net every night, 9 p.m., through the W4MYK repeater, which is located up on Caesar's Head Mountain. And from you over in Campobello up to the top of the mountain, again, you've got a super signal into there. So, again, I'd like to welcome you to the net and welcome you to the hobby. Heck, have you been able to get on the air?
I've been able to get on the air a little bit, you know, programming the radios and trying them out and trying to contact some people.
Excellent. That's good to hear that you've been able to use your call sign a little bit. Again, this group here on the Farrar's Blue Ridge 2-meter net and the repeater itself is a pretty friendly group. So if you run into trouble, if you can put your call sign out, hopefully somebody will come back and get in touch with you. But I'd like to, again, extend a welcome. You're welcome to come by and check in as often as you can. Again, we run the net 365 days a week. Oh, goodness. Yeah, 365 days a year, 7 nights a week. Can't even get my days straight. It's been that kind of a day. But anyway, definitely sounds good coming into the repeater. And again, just real quick for talking on the net. Typically when we call, we just do our check-ins through the suffix of your call sign, which for you would be the India, the first letter after the 4. And so you would come in the India through Lima group, which tonight will be the 3rd group. But again, it sounds complicated, but it really isn't. But appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get a new call sign logged in here. And the last thing we usually indicate is no traffic, no comments. Traffic just means we have traffic to pass. And comments, we have a rag chew portion at the end of the net where we just kind of sit around and solve the world's problems. So we usually indicate whether we're going to be here for that. And then, like I say, you just check in with your call sign, name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. So I'll go ahead and I'll give you one last question. Do you want to stick around and make some comments in the rag chew portion tonight, sir?
I'll stick around. I appreciate it.
Good. I'll go ahead and mark you down for comments, and we'll get through the formal portion here. It usually takes about a half hour or so to get through, depending on how fast I can type everybody's call sign in. But, again, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'll be back to you here when we get to the rag chew portion to find out how your day went. 4HR, looking for additional new hams to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control. Hearing any new hams, so we'll continue on with our check-ins tonight. And let me give a gander over at the Echolink node. Got a few stations signed in there. So Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. I'm in Berea. That's Jim. Negative and negative.
Net control. I just had a correction. My location you came back is Flurry Branch. It was Pendergrass, Georgia, which, I mean, everything's fine. I just wanted to clear that up with you. KC4PLT, back to net.
I paused there. I was just doing some back-end administrative stuff. Can't even talk tonight. Richard, I apologize for getting the location wrong. I think it just took the last location that I had logged in here. You had written it correct in the pre-net check-in for Pendergrass, Georgia, and I had just left the old entry in there. But I got it updated, so I appreciate you coming back and keeping me straight, making sure I've got the location correct. So I'll try and make a note to update that in my log for future reference. But anyway, Richard, appreciate that, and we'll talk again soon. Up next with our Echolink check-ins, we had Rick, that's Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him the rest of his family. That's Miss Lorena, that's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle, that's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, via telephone relay. So Rick, appreciate you coming by, sounding good through the Echolink node. Appreciate you checking in with us. And last but not least in that group of the Echolink stations, I've got Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY, and that's Jim over in Berea. And Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in via the Echolink node. All right, looks like we might have a couple of stations in there unacknowledged, so we'll pause one more time for Echolink. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, please check in KR4. CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India, Walter, I'm an Anderson, I'm negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
AK4HR, very long time no hear again, Mike. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. Good evening and Happy New Year to your. Good evening and Happy New Year to yourself and all of the net. No traffic and no queue, and again, Mike, I haven't checked. Again, Mike, it's been a while since I last talked to you. I am looking forward to seeing you at our Ham Fest or at our Garth Fest down here next Saturday down here in Greenwood. But check me in, Mike, and again, Mike, it's good to talk to you again. It's just good to talk to you again because I haven't heard your voice in a while.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and another good group of check-ins there via our Echolink node. First, I'd like to welcome Walter. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Charlie Zulu India, KR4CZI. And Walter sounding good from Anderson via the Echolink node. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Stephen down in Greenwood. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, yeah, looking forward to it. As we always say, good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise. I know we've had some weather issues before and some other things that kind of kept the GARS Fest from happening. So hopefully we don't run into that this year. And looking forward to heading down there to Greenwood next weekend. Folks don't know about that. The GARS Fest, Greenwood Amateur Radio Club. Sorry, Greenwood Amateur Radio Club. And you should be able to find the information on the web. GARS Fest is the name of the Ham Fest. So if you do a Google search on GARS Fest, you should be able to find the flyer out there. And if not, definitely check either here or folks down there with the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society can give you some more information. There should be some emails floating around. If anybody's looking for information, though, we can recheck here in the RAGJU portion to see if we can get you straightened out. But, Stephen, good to hear you. And, you know, it was the first weekend of December. And, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, time just flew by. So it was short and long all at the same time, if that makes sense. But hopefully you and Jennifer are safe and warm and healthy, and hopefully we'll do that face-to-face QSO next weekend, sir.
Copy that, Mike. Her health. Copy that, Mike. Her respiratory health has not been doing that well. Her respiratory health, along with the migraines, has not been doing that well due to the weather. But we are going to try to keep her well. Mike, we're going to do our best to try to have her well. I'm going to do my best to try to keep her well, and she's going to do her part to help me. But we're going to do our best to try to keep her well, so that we can both be over at the. So that we can both see you and the others at the Ham Fest site next weekend or next Saturday.
Well, again, hopefully that works out. Like I say, I know a lot of people have been talking about going down. It's normally the first event, kind of marks the first event of the new season, I guess, or new year. Sometimes it can be a little chilly, but still looking for it nonetheless. But Stephen, you guys definitely stay healthy, stay warm, stay safe, and we'll talk at you next weekend, if not before. All right, looks like we've got all our Echolink stations signed in, so we'll continue on with our RF check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Mike, Miss Angela in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela, all on the net.
HR. And Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Mike.
You'd be so kind to check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Zulu Uniform. This is Vern, located in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate calling that. Sending through to you and everyone who's listening.
Pause there and acknowledge that good group of RF check-ins as we kind of move on down the net here. Up first, I'd like to welcome our Wednesday net controller and all things swap net and man of many hats related to the net and the ham radio community up in the upstate just in general. But that's Gary, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY. And Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. I've had a great new year so far, and I hope that continues throughout the coming weeks and months. But Gary, good to hear you. I appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Joy along with you. Up next, we got Terry. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR. And Terry's over in Moore. Terry, you got a booming signal up into the repeater tonight, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. You always sound good into the repeater, and tonight's no exception. And last but not least, I need to verify the name. I think you said Ron. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Zulu Uniform, correct?
That sounds right, but the name is Vern, Victor Echo Romeo November.
Playing tricks on me tonight. I apologize for that. I should have had that in my logs already because I know you've checked in with me before. But anyway, Vern, I got it marked here and I got a little star to make sure I've got it for next time. But Vern's call sign, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Zulu Uniform, KR4DZU. Kind of getting tongue-tied with all those consonants in your call sign. But Vern, appreciate you coming over from Black Mountain. Good signal into the repeater tonight, and definitely good to get you logged in here as well. And thanks for keeping me honest and getting my name corrected in the log here. So, Vern, appreciate you coming by. I hope you have a wonderful new year, and I hope the first 3 days of the new year were good, and the remaining, my math, 340 some odd days are just as nice. Anyway, Vern, talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's get one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Pause normally means we have everybody for that group at the moment, so we'll move to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling the net.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Kenna, North Carolina. Negative tonight, and thanks.
4HR. Please check in. KR4 FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick in Simpsonville. Neighborly call. I'll be negative, and I'll hang around a little bit. Always do.
4HR. Hey, Mike. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4 ETW. This is Chuck in Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo 4 Tango Tango.
Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. That last station that checked in there, you're coming in just a little bit broken. I got Kilo Quebec 4 and then missed the suffix of your call. Can you try a couple of times phonetically and just give me the suffix, over?
Tango and 4
in there. Is anybody able to relay that station in for me?
Control, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Tango. I pulled in my dropway and stopped. Hopefully this is coming through. Mark in Fort Shoals.
I copy on that one. Yeah, definitely. You were dropping out just a little bit, and I just wasn't able to copy you, but that last one I got you in there. So let me go ahead and acknowledge these stations that checked in that group, and then we'll continue on. Up first, we had Patrick, Sunday night net controller, and again, wearer of many hats related to the ham radio community in the area, and always good to hear Patrick coming by and checking in with us. Patrick runs a really good net on Sunday night, so I know he appreciates you folks coming by and checking in with him tomorrow. And Patrick, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. And Harry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. Up next, we've got Rick. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie, KO. And I could probably open up the window and yell, and Rick could probably hear me instead of using the radio. He's pretty much that close to me. But, Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And got you marked down here for comments in the RAG-G portion. Up next, we've got Chuck. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, KR4 ETW. And Chuck's over in Campobello, and appreciate you coming by. Good signal up to the repeater tonight from Campobello, Chuck. Appreciate you checking in with us. And last but not least, and sorry about that, Mark. I don't know if it was me or just the signal into the repeater, but appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Mark's call sign, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Tango, KQ4KTT. And Mark, appreciate you working and being patient, getting logged in here. Always good to get you in. And like I say, that last transmission was 100% copy, not a problem getting you in here. So I appreciate you working with me to make sure I got you in the log. Over. Have everybody for the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll move to India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Sure. Good check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey. Well, Yankee and Larry from Simpsonville, please check me in, and negative, negative. I wish everybody a good 73.
Mark, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Mike. Thank you for calling the net. Hope everybody's having a good start to the new year. No traffic, no problems.
K4HR. Good to hear you call the net again. It's been a while, and just miss hearing your voice, I reckon. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be out, but I'll be here for a little bit, and I'll talk with you then. 73.
Pause there and acknowledge the folks that checked in that group with the India through Lima group. Up first, I'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller. That's Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. And Duncan's up in Asheville. And again, Duncan runs the net on Monday night, so I know he'd appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with him. And he also runs a really good net on Monday night. So if you can get in with me on Saturday, you can definitely get in with him on Monday. So anyway, Duncan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, KO4MWI. And Larry had a face-to-face QSO downtown Greenville a couple nights ago. And he said he'd check in with us tonight. So, Larry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us from over in Simpsonville. And definitely good to hear you. And look forward to seeing you downtown at the next face-to-face QSO we can do. But, Larry, appreciate you coming by. Good signal in the repeater tonight. Up next, our friend Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. That's W4IOE, Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. And Sid, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. That's Larry's call sign. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, got you marked down here for comments. I got a couple folks up on the stump before you, but we'll definitely work through what we can and solve some of the world's problems, hopefully. But Larry, always good to hear you, my friend. And we'll be back to you here in just a few minutes in the RAG 2 portion. All right, let's get one more call here for India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody for the India through Lima group, and looks like all our Echolink stations have signed in or been acknowledged, so we'll continue on with our RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. To not get somebody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll call one more time before we move on. M through P, Mike through Papa, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Folks checked in earlier with the pre-net check-in or through Echolink, so we'll continue on down the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in N0TR. Excuse me. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Nice job tonight. Good to hear you, Mike. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Gulf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
HR. Call the net. Please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but monitoring for RAG 2.
HR.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike Victor, KK4SMV, Dale, in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, but appreciate you calling the net. And everybody, hope you're having a happy new year.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, working through the Quebec through Tango group. Another good group of check-ins there, starting off with Tom. That's N0TR. And Tom, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and definitely good to hear you on Saturday night. Hear you throughout the week on the repeater, talking with folks. And again, as always, I'm just listening most of the time. But Tom, really appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Definitely good to hear you. And I normally can kind of start talking or typing either Tom or Chris's call sign, because they're going to check in one after the other. So up next we've got Chris. That's N0. Goodness, can't read my writing here. Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. Sorry about that, Chris. I know your call sign. I should be able to get it out. But Chris, sounding good. Appreciate you coming by and checking into the net tonight. Chris is over in Liberty and sounding good up to the repeater tonight. Next in that group, we got Brad. That's Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. And Brad's over in Simpsonville. Brad, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good up to the repeater as well. And last but not least, from over in Ellenborough, that's Dale. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor, KK4SMV. And everybody's got really good signal tonight. And Dale, you're no exception. You're booming into the repeater tonight. And appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night and getting checked in here to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, let's get one final call for the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody for Quebec through Tango group, so we'll move to Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. And Mike, good to hear you. Please check in and out, if you will, sir. Kilo Juliet, 4. Uniform, Hotel, X-Ray. KJ4, UHX, that's me, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo, Juliet, 4, Yankee, Lima, November. KJ4, YLN, my wife, Sabrina. She happens to be at work tonight. I'm home here in Chesney, checking us in and out. Good to hear you. Happy New Year's to everybody on the net.
Take the opportunity here and acknowledge those stations that checked in. Voice from the past, Jamie, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Again, it's probably my problem, not yours, that I don't hear you as much on the radio because I just haven't had it on. I moved my computer and everything for work downstairs and have one up here for my ham stuff, and I end up spending more time down there than up here. So anyway, Jamie, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely good to hear you. Jamie's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, KJ4UHX. And Jamie's bringing along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, KJ4YLN. And Jamie, happy new year to you and your family as well. Appreciate you coming by. Sounding good, and definitely good to hear you. And last but not least, we've got Keith in that group. We got Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF. And Keith, your signal's down a little bit tonight. I don't know if maybe you lowered power or maybe we've got some propagation things going on. But I was able to copy you, but you just sound a little down in the noise tonight versus your normal signal. Over.
Repetition. Sometimes I can hear you, sometimes I can't anymore.
I came up that time, so we'll kind of chalk it up to propagation tonight. Again, you were full. I mean, I was able to copy you in there. It's just the first transmission was a little low. That time was a little bit of noise in the background, which I've been hearing on everybody tonight. But that second transmission there was 100% better. So just thought I would let you know, but you're making it in, no problem. Maybe if there was something going on. But that last transmission was really good. Over. Okay, so you coming by and checking in with us. We definitely got you logged in here. And I just wanted to let you know what was going on or what I was hearing. But anyway, hope you have a happy new year. Stay safe and warm. And hopefully the next remainder of the year was as good as the first 3 days, at least from my side. But anyway, Keith, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, let's give one more call before we open it up to the big group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Call as normally means we have everybody, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, with the beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody at the moment, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Running a little late tonight, but we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins before RAG-2s. Scrolling up the log here, let me see who I had checked in first up here. We'll go ahead and throw another log on the fire. And then we'll find out if Joe, KR4IBI, Kilo Romeo 4, India, Bravo, India, if you're still around, sir, and want to make some comments tonight, we'll throw a log on the fire, we'll dust off the stump, we'll hand over the frequency to you and find out how was your day, sir.
Roger that. I appreciate that. The day was pretty good. Ran around, did some errands and whatnot, and played around with my, I've got an ICOM 2730A. I was playing around trying to program that and make all the repeaters and see who I could contact today. So, again, I'm just now getting into this hobby.
Actually, this is AK4HR with KR4IBI and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and the RAG-2. Yeah, the 2730, that's a nice little rig. I've got the predecessor, I guess, of that, the 2720, that is a little workhorse. You know, sometimes ICOM makes it a little difficult to program. Are you programming it with a cable or trying to use the front panel or using chirp or anything like that?
I did that. I got the radio last week, or this past week on Tuesday. I started manually trying to enter things in, and that took a little longer than I thought it would. And then I ended up just ordering the cable and got it today. So I kind of did the repeater book, got everything copied over, and put in the radio today, and I was trying them out.
Good. Yeah, it's always good to know how to manually do it, but then again, we all like to revert over to the programming cable because they're so much easier. It's like, you know, the difference between night and day. I've fought with some, same kind of scenario, bought the radio that didn't come with the cable, and I'm like, I probably don't need it. I can just, you know, work through or fumble through, and then, you know, after having the cable, you hardly ever look back, but it's always good to kind of have a note card or something to kind of remember how to manually program it. But there's definitely a lot of repeaters around. Not sure where I'll have to look up after the net where exactly you're located and that kind of stuff. But, you know, Mount Mitchell's a good one. This one's a good one. There's a few on Paris Mountain. There's a few up on Caesar's Head, K908. She's got a repeater up there. SD Heart System, which you can link through repeaters all over South Carolina. If you haven't looked into that, they have scheart.us, I think, is the website. You may already have those programmed in. They're listed on Repeater Book, too, and they get linked up over the weekend automatically. You'll have to manually link them through the week from the different repeaters that are available, but definitely ways to communicate all over the place.
There's a lot of repeaters. I pulled around with a repeater book today and put in up to 50-mile radius, which I know I will not get with the setup that I have now. But if I go out in the truck and kind of drive around on south on I-26 and so forth, I could try to dial into the repeaters as I'm driving. But, again, just starting off in this hobby and looking forward to meeting a lot of new people and learning as much as I can.
Good start. Like I say, your signal's really good. You got good equipment to start off with. Obviously, it's set up right because you're able to get out there and talk to people and make some contacts. And Campobello to up to Caesar's Head Mountain, I know the tower's up there pretty high. But, you know, you've got a good signal and there's not much noise or anything. So you're doing a good job so far. So just keep up with what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. You're doing great so far. But, yeah, the other repeaters around, there's some in Spartanburg, more towards Charlotte. There's a few over on Kings Mountain, that kind of stuff. Like, I can't get into, I used to be able to, I need to move my repeater or my antenna around a little bit. I used to be able to get into Mount Mitchell a little bit better, but that one's got a lot of coverage too. But not that I'm telling to go to other repeaters, definitely come back on this one. This one has a place in my heart just because that's one that we always talk on all the time. But anyway, definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and making a few comments with us tonight. Did you have anything else for us tonight, sir?
That'll be all, and I guess I should be, say, 73, and I'll be clear.
Again, it's been great talking to you, and I hope to hear you again on the radio soon. Again, I tend to listen a lot more than I talk, as I call the net the first Saturday of the month. And you probably, one of my resolutions is always to get on the radio more, but you probably won't hear me until the first Saturday in February unless something weird happens. But again, I need to do better on that for sure. But definitely there'll be some other folks on this repeater. There's usually somebody around, a friendly voice all day long, and a lot of times throughout the night. There used to be a late night net that would go on until the wee hours of the morning that I would kind of fall asleep to listening. Not because it was boring, just because of the lateness of the hour and the quality of the conversation and that kind of stuff. But anyway, Joe, definitely appreciate you coming by, and definitely come by and use a repeater as often as you can. Definitely good to hear you. I wish Joe 73, and we'll move on down the net to here just a little bit. But before we continue on with our RAG 2 portion, we'll see if we have any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Additional check-ins. We'll continue on with the RAG 2 portion, and up next on the RAG 2 list, we've got Rick. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie, KR4FNC. And Rick, we'll go ahead and throw another log on the fire, try and get a little warm going up here, and we'll pass the frequency over to you, sir, and find out how is your day. Pause may mean Rick had to step away, so we'll give one more call, and then we'll move on. Rick, KR4FNC, KR4FNC, AK4HR, you around, sir? Had to step away or maybe had to secure for the evening, so we'll continue on with the RAG 2 portion here. And last but not least, signed in for RAG 2, we've got Larry, KK4JBQ. And Larry just stoked the fire, so hopefully it'll be nice and warm, and we'll dust off the stump, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
4HR, this is KK4JBQ. Well, I'm fine this evening. And I think the world is fine, although it's a little slippery. If you want to solve one of the world's problems, I'll leave that up to you. You make the choice, and we'll, together, we might have a chance. What do you say?
Well, higher pay grade than I have to solve the big problems. I usually just concentrate on the small ones, like, you know, taking out the trash and loading the dishwasher. Those are the things that are kind of in my control, maybe doing some laundry once in a while, but try and tackle the local problems, and hopefully the bigger ones will eventually kind of work themselves out. But I'm not sure if that's the case. I have to kind of turn the TV off and move on to other things these days.
Well, that's fair enough. I reckon most of us are in, well, just because the shoes fit, those are the shoes we stand in. Yeah. But I was listening there for a topic that might be worthwhile to listen to if there's people listening. You know, we don't know about that. We don't know who's out there, whether they're in the weeds. That is, they're just listening. There are some that never check in. Some that are listening to scanners or something. I suppose they would not have a voice. If there is anybody out there, it's not that difficult to get your first license. And this repeater and all the talk that we do, that comes with the first license, you know. Anyhow. So, is there anything we can talk about in front of the rest of the world?
Something. I know Stephen had mentioned the Greenwood Ham Fest next weekend, and that one kind of marks the season. There's a few that I usually try and go to, and that's one of them. I know the last couple of years have kind of been hit or miss. I think we had a cancellation due to the weather, and then before that it was COVID, and it's just been, I think it's been rough trying to get just in general you know, ham community meetups for the Ham Fest and things going. Some of the ones that are, you know, staples, I've either got something going on, Waynesville and Shelby and some of theirs. So, I mean, this one's kind of early. Anderson's always a good one. Ours is a good one. But, you know, for some reason, I always look forward to Greenwood because it kind of kicks off the new year. It's usually the first event, so to speak, for the Ham Fest. And there's usually a good crowd down there, too. And definitely good to kind of put faces with names, that kind of stuff, or faces with voices, as we talked about before. There's, yeah, I think years ago we had a conversation about that. You can talk for years on the radio and not know what somebody looks like, but then, you know, across the room you'll hear a voice and you're like, I know who that is without even looking at them, which is a kind of an interesting phenomenon for our hobby.
It is an unusual thing. It's unusual because there's not another meetup that I can think about that you don't actually get a chance to look at someone's face. And we could talk for years and never know what the other person looks like. So you make up a face. Otherwise you're just talking to the other pictures in the room, you know. And I have been so strung out that I have looked at pictures and talked to somebody. But it's best to imagine a face. And then later on, find out that that's not who I was talking to at all, or who I thought I was talking to at all. You know, it's full circle. There are a few hams who I'll never see again because that can leave you sad or that can leave you feeling rich. I'd rather choose the rich part. And I have ham friends that are no longer with us. I can see their faces right now. A good memory is a useful thing. Cultivate it. Or it'll get away from you. Oh, dear. But I'll never forget some, and some who still are here and are here with us practically every night. And now it's a whole lot better that I've met these folks, a whole lot better because I can imagine them in front of me. And, well, you connect things that you have heard because you've met and had a little chat, you know. You've heard something about their living situation, whether they live on the top of a hill or down in a holler or, you know, whatever. They like to put seeds in the ground come springtime. You know, you can picture that as well. Oh, I just, this hobby has a lot going for it. I wish more people understood that there's nothing like the, what should I say, the reach that you can get here. Nothing like it. Cell phones? Oh, come on. You know, it's a whole lot better if you can just toss out your call and you're hoping that someone will hear you. They've got a call and you share your call signs and it's off to the races there, you know, from your call sign. And I suppose anyone listening will understand that I don't need a lot of prompting to come up with something to talk about, but it does help that that people share what they think is important or the condition the world is in. Not everybody has the same opinion, but everybody has one, you know. Back to you.
KK4JBQ and the RagChu portion of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You know, Larry, I think we've talked about, I am not usually a conversationalist. I know I've gotten a lot better over the last couple of years, but I used to joke that people that met my wife and I together knew she knew how to hold a conversation, but they didn't think I could. So, because I just have very I would not say an introvert because, you know, I can talk, but I just don't a lot of times. I just like to listen, man. I mean, I'll be involved in the conversation, but that's my part is listening more often than talking. So, again, I've used the net kind of as my, you know, pry bar to kind of get on the radio and talk because it gives me a reason, which not that I need a reason to talk, but if that makes any sense, I have to do something in order to get the net going. And, you know, people have told me I sound good and talk well and, you know, it kind of conversation flows, but it's something that I have to work on because it's not a natural thing for me usually to be able to converse very well. And I don't know if that's just, you know, a learned trait or exactly what. My son, luckily, my daughters don't have that problem. They have never met a stranger, which is a great thing. You know, they can strike up a conversation with just about anybody. And but people have told me in person that I don't look very approachable. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, I saw a movie. I can't remember what the line was. Maybe it was, I think it might have been the latest Top Gun or something. But the line was, it's the only face I've got. And that's how I feel. I don't know, but I've had people tell me that I don't look approachable. I'm like, I don't know why. I'm just standing there. But I think those two things, that I've been relatively quiet and then I don't look approachable, kind of keep me at least off the radio from having too many conversations. And I guess that kind of carries over. But I have gotten better as I try and embarrass my daughter. I'll try and strike up a conversation with just about anyone when she's around just because I like to see the expressions on her face when, you know, I start talking to people and she tells me I can't ask them about certain things like their dog or, you know, different topics that are, I don't want to say taboo, but the younger generation doesn't think they should talk about. I don't know. I mean, you know, as I get older, I lose a little bit of the filter, I guess, and will ask questions. Nothing embarrassing, just general talk. But it does embarrass her a little bit. I think she has some of that introvertedness I have. Okay.